Okay, so a lot of you guys have requested my Adam Lanz video, which I promised. So first off, what sparked my interest in Adam Lanz in the first place was probably by reading conspiracy theories online that said that it was obvious that he didn't exist because there are no traces of him, like going to schools or nothing online, like no social media, mixed with the coupled with the confusion about how he carried his brother Ryan's ID on him at the time of the shooting. So if that fucking cat knocks something down, I swear to God. Anyways, so what I know about Adam Lanza, and I was also interested in what could have brought him to Sandy Hook Elementary on that day. So, Adam Lanza was a quiet kid, and people blame Nancy Lanza, his mother, a lot for what happened, but throughout Adam's whole life, Nancy was there supporting him. And she took him to multiple doctors, and he was diagnosed with Asperger's, which he pretty much refused to accept the diagnosis, and he wasn't like an edgelord, you know, like what you'd think that a school shooter would be like he's not like Dylan Kilboyd or Eric Harris. It wasn't because of bullying. People think the fucked up thing is that this guy went to a school and shot a bunch of kindergartners and little kids. So,
Where were they going with this?
what could have driven Adam Lanza to do this? That's actually something that question is what drove me to find every bit of information I could find about Adam Lanza's life. Nancy Lanza's life while raising him, and basically what could have happened. So, the link between Adam and Sandy Hook is that he attended the school and he was bullied there, but I don't think that him shooting up the school was particularly to get revenge on his bullies. I think it was more, it was accessible and it was edgy. And what's funny is that, well, I think Adam Lanza, he was interested in massacres and mass shootings his whole life, especially the Columbine shooting. He would frequently edit Wikipedia articles about mass shootings, and he we talk a lot on image boards about, not image boards, sorry, talk about it a lot on forums. And another interesting tidbit is that he wrote this really long, I guess, essay about pedophiles and their rights. And basically, the gist of it was if the kid is enjoying it, then it's okay. So anyway, I'm getting sidetracked there, but that's a really interesting essay. Maybe I'll read it aloud for our next video. So basically, with his interest in mass shootings, all through his teenage years, I'm not surprised that in the end he chose to shoot up at elementary school, and I don't think there's much meaning behind it besides the fact that he was being edgy. So if you're one of those conspiracy theorists that are wondering, what's he even real? Yes, he definitely was real. He doesn't have much online presence besides under screen names, and people have actually dug up a lot of forum posts about him. And he also talked on a radio show for a while about chimps. And what interests me most about Adam Lanza is how articulate he was, despite the fact that he's labeled as a crazy, mentally disturbed man that killed these kids. Like, I don't think he was dismissive just like that. He was highly intelligent, but he was practically a crybaby about not being able to do work, failing tests, you know. So, despite the fact that he pretty much dropped out, I think at age 15, he was a very smart individual, and he was also really good at Dancing to Revolution. There, you can find a video of him dancing online. Yeah, but he was a huge Aspie. He wore, like, dark blue hoodies every day and big khakis. And he was really, he was super skelly. He was like, as skinny as me. Probably skinnier because he was really tall. So yeah, I know a lot about Adam Lanza. And I guess what interests me the most is that there's no clear motive, and that's what bothers a lot of people. There's no clear motive. Why would he do this? Why the elementary schoolers? You know, maybe he was just being edgy. My guess, my final word on this video, I know I could have included a lot more, I'm sorry. I'll probably make another video soon. My final word is that Adam Lanza probably just wanted to kill himself. I mean, he was like 20 years old. I don't know, he didn't graduate high school. He was a failure at life. He couldn't even talk to his mom. He would email his mom when they were in the same house. So basically, he was just like, you know what? I shouldn't even be alive. And he decided to go out the cool way to be remembered. And he is remembered because some girl miles away is making a video about him. Disclaimer, I'm not a Columbiner. I don't support this shit. I don't support Adam Lanza, you know. But yeah, that's basically what I could come up with.